Our book reviewer this morning is Louise O'Brien. Kia ora, Louise. Welcome.
Morning, Catherine. How are you?
Good, thanks. Better Off Dead is by Lee Child and Andrew Child. It's interesting, these co-authored books. Tell me about this one.
Yes, well, this is the 26th novel to feature Jack Reacher. And there's an astonishing statistic given in the back of the book where there's a Jack Reacher novel sold every 9 seconds around the world. So there are legions of fans, and it's a well-developed series. Not a great deal of character development in Jack Reacher himself, I have to say, although he's got plenty of character. He's an ex-military cop who wanders about America. He's no fixed abode. Doesn't even live out of a suitcase. When his clothes get dirty, he throws them away and buys a new set. He forms no attachments. He is certainly of the pre-tech era, and he has a weakness for helping people. So, and this one's set on the American-Mexican border. He comes across a veteran who's searching for her brother who has fallen into the clutches of a criminal mastermind, and Jack Reacher offers to help her out. And there's lots of hand-to-hand fighting. It's quite old-school action. There's lots of fisticuffs, one might say, although after 26 novels, they are increasingly coming up with some innovative ways to kill people. There's a particular episode in here which involves a coin and an airbag, which I will leave to your imagination. So it's well written. There's the pace and momentum is excellent. The structure is so clever. The end of every one of these brief chapters is a cliffhanger that just keeps you reading. So it's incredibly absorbing and engaging. It pulls you along. But after 26, I think that perhaps underlined by this co-authorship, it has a bit of a feel of a franchise operation about it, a kind of Big Mac and fries of literature. And I just wonder if 26 might be too many, even for the diehard fans. Absorbing, but ultimately completely forgettable because it's so much like the last one.
Yes, I hear you. It is a risk, isn't it? When you are so good at selling books, the temptation is to just keep producing them.
Yeah, exactly. And being able to do it with someone else, but not being able to tell there's someone else involved, does make it feel like there's a recipe there, which perhaps is just adding insult to injury, maybe. Although, as I say, it's, you know, it's a completely absorbing read. It's a perfect holiday book, perfect airport book. So it does what it does, but I don't know.
No more.
I think you could do better.
Okay. Thank you, Louise.
I think if you want this kind of book, buy a New Zealander Paul Cleave.
Alrighty. Thanks so much. Louise O'Brien has reviewed Better Off Dead by Lee Child and Andrew Child. Penguin Random House, the publisher, $37 the price.